Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, when I say the word, the name Bernie Madoff, what do you think about?
Oh, no.
Sends a chill down your spine, right? Yeah, absolutely. Biggest, you know, the architect of, I would think, the biggest Ponzi scheme in history, and hurt a lot of people. Well, we're going to learn a little bit about that today and how to protect yourself from that type of a scenario. We've got Jim Campbell joining us today. He's the author of Madoff Talks, Uncovering the Untold Story Behind the Most Notorious Ponzi Scheme in History. This is his most recent book. Jim, welcome to the show.
Honored to be here, Dave and Faisal. This is my fourth country, UK, France, and Israel. So it's great to be on here in Canada with all your folks listening. So appreciate it. More than money, I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks for that. Listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about why you decided, first of all, to write this particular book, Madoff Talks.
Okay. Two fortuitous instances. I was taping a live show the next morning on the Madoff story that a author had gotten some cooperation with the family, and she offered, as part of my prep, to let me talk to Andrew Madoff. And this is 2011, when they're not talking to anybody. They're the most vilified family in the world still. I got on the phone with Andrew. I was brutally tough with them. I found them to be open, pretty direct. We had a good conversation. He said, I'm going to listen to the show tomorrow. It's live to see that you're saying what you're saying now, which led to fortuitous number two. His mother, Ruth, was moving from Florida to Old Greenwich, Connecticut, where I live. So I said, I'll take her to lunch. We had lunch together. She came in with sunglasses. Nobody else was in the restaurant in December, didn't take them off for a while. Ravenously ate a chef's salad like she hadn't eaten. And then we had another great conversation until we walked out. And I said, Ruth, can we get a picture? And she goes, you're wired, aren't you? So I had to convince her I was not wiring, taping her. And she introduced me to Bernie Madoff. And Bernie said, Ruth and Andy said, you're someone that I can trust. I'm going to help. I'm going to talk to you. And I said, Bernie, talk to history. I'm going to vet every single word you said, though. He said, I can accept that. And then 400 pages later, I said, I got to go get a book out of this. And that's how it happened.
Wow.
Well, so let's talk about the Ponzi scheme. I mean, I'm sure there's, I've read the piece that you've sent out. There'd be some pretty fantastic and sensational stuff in there, and the value of that will be interesting. Maybe see if you can, just won't do it justice, in the next minute or two, sort of give us the sensational headline of you know, what you took away, what you were most surprised by when you had these series of interviews.
Okay, great question. And I would say two things. The first thing, of course, is getting inside Bernie's mind. Mm-hmm. Because what was unfathomable to me was you would have thought he was running a legitimate business on the 19th floor of what's called the Lipstick Building in Manhattan. It's shaped like a lipstick tube. Totally honest, totally ethical, worth $3 billion in and of itself without any Ponzi scheme. So you would have thought he would have gotten in trouble, something happened, he had to double down like a gambler and do a Ponzi scheme briefly, and then no one would know and get back. That is the story he told me, which he's told nobody else. It turns out not to be true, though. He was basically building the Ponzi scheme side by side over the 40-year period, the most ethical business on Wall Street and the biggest criminal enterprise. The other piece that surprised me the most was that Ponzi schemes don't last. So how did this last? It was because he was not really acting alone. He was enabled by the failure of the system. He had four close big investors who bailed him out when he needed it, and they got the power to extort him as it went on. And then you had all the, what I call the unwitting co-conspirators. The SEC missed finding it in five separate investigations. The SIPC trustee, which was the bankruptcy trustee, ended up abusing the victims. J.P. Morgan, his bank, could have figured it out in 5 minutes and never looked into the account. The SEC could also have figured it out in 5 minutes and never made one key phone call. And the whistleblowers also knew that it was pretty obvious what Bernie said he was doing could not be done. So he would not have gotten away with it without this whole systemic failure. That and his brain and how he pulled this off were the two things that surprised me. The one other thing I did, which hadn't been done, was I wanted to make an assessment of whether the family knew or not. Mm-hmm. And that hadn't been done before.
So from everything that you've gathered, information directly and indirectly from Bernie Madoff, when you look at the victims of this Ponzi scheme, were there red flags for these victims that they could have looked at? And what I'm really trying to get at, Jim, is that what kind of advice would you give listeners of the show to know what to look for so they're not part of a Ponzi scheme?
Okay. The first thing is that there were people that A, were willfully blind, which is the hedge feeder funds that sent the money in. Their job was to protect you, the investor. And they were getting kickbacks, essentially, from Bernie. He gave all those heavy management fees that you know hedge fund guys make back to these feeder funds so they wouldn't ask questions. There were others, like the big four who I just mentioned, the biggest of whom took $7 billion out of the fund, nine times what Bernie did, who obviously knew something was wrong. And then there were the innocent investors who did not know. And the key thing is, first off, you need to understand what you're investing in. I say take the Hippocratic Oath, which is what doctors use, which is do no harm. I couldn't find a victim or even the traders on his legitimate floor that understood his strategy. They didn't know what it meant. This was Bernie. He was called the Jewish Treasury Bill. He was secure. Whatever he was doing, it was good. Some guys thought he was front-running, which is illegal. Others, and they just said, well, he's our guy. They didn't understand that it's conceptually very simple, too, and you would have known it didn't work. The other thing is that don't operate on tips from an affinity scheme. What do I mean by that? 85% of the investors were Jewish. And it would just pass from one to the next. Bernie's trustworthy. Bernie can do anything. We don't know how he does it, but it looks good. Just give him your money. And it was that simple. The second thing is a lot of their money was being diversified. You talk about portfolio managers, right? And that's their job, right? Boom, 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 match up to your objectives. Well, these hedge fund guys were sticking it all with Bernie because that's where they were making their money and often not telling their hedge fund guys. Bernie had no independent custodians. So make sure who's ever telling you to invest with something that there are checks and balances in place, that his performance has been audited, that they know where the assets are, that they exist. And finally, what they can do on their own is keep it simple, which is the way to get rich, as Warren Buffett would say, is invest in low-cost index funds regularly and watch them grow. The U.S. Stock market has grown 9% a year for 100 years on average, 100 years. Bernie at the end was offering 11% to an untransparent, opaque investment. I say take the 9% and sleep at night.
Yeah, I think, Jim, first of all, thank you for those comments. And, as complex and sophisticated and huge and everything else that Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was, right? If you listen to Jim, his comments are the same thing. Do you understand what you're investing in?
Yep.
Your position sizing has to be important, right? It's not all your eggs in one basket, right? There's simple things aside from complex due diligence you can do. Simple things to protect yourself.
You know, because of what we do for a living, Dave, if an individual said to us, "Hey, can you explain this investment to me?" We would have to explain how the investment works.
Right.
I think that's another flag on the play when you start to ask your advisor, ask your money manager, Jim, that, hey, how does this investment work? I can see it in a one-line item on a statement, let's say, ABC fund or ABC hedge fund.
Right.
How does it work? Can you explain it to me? That question never gets asked by the investor. They just say, what am I investing in? Oh, it's a hedge fund. We're going to make money. Okay, go ahead. If you think it's good, go ahead. That's usually the conversation. I think we need to kind of educate investors and say, explain me in your words how that fund works. And if they can't do it.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And it should be a simple understanding that comes out of that. And if there's any question or uncertainty, they should walk away from it. And people do the opposite. I'll tell you something. I was interviewed yesterday. This guy ran a hedge fund for 23 years. One of the most honest people I know, completely. He told me he had 80 high net worth, sophisticated investors. They made the criteria. And in 23 years, one of those 80 asked what his strategy was. One.
Look at that.
Right.
Look at that.
Jim, listen, we're running out of time. This is not just an interesting story, but there's lessons to be learned to protect yourself. If anybody's interested in getting a hold of your book, Madoff Talks, how do they do it?
Well, first off, thank you, guys. That was a great interview. Madoff Talks from McGraw-Hill, available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. It's available on Walmart online. And I think you'll see it. It was written kind of like a detective story. It's riveting, and hopefully you'll understand it. And I really appreciate, guys, especially your perspective on protecting investors.
Well, thank you for taking the time with us, Jim. We've been joined by Jim Campbell, author of Madoff Talks, Uncovering the Untold Story Behind the Most Notorious Ponzi Scheme in History. And listen, not only do we have to keep people away from the Ponzi schemes, we also have to actually help them get the returns that they need, right, through the proper structure and risk, to be able to live their lifestyle. And that's what we're going to talk about our upcoming seminar.
And that'll be on Tuesday, June 15th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break. We want to talk about how technology can help you if you're 55 and you're back in the dating scene. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.